We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so there was a story out of Channel 9 this week talking about a push to change the punishments for being caught with marijuana in Wyandotte County. Right now, the punishment for possession is a $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail. There is a push to lower that fine to $25. And going before Unified Government's Human Services Committee on Monday night was Chris Morrow, who is executive director of the Kansas chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. And he joins us on the phone. Hi, Chris.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
I'll ask you, it seems like a question that's coming up a lot, but why Wyandotte County?
You know, there's interest from residents in Wyandotte County. The Kansas Normal chapter has just been reconstituted since the beginning of the year, and we've been reaching out to communities across the state. But Wyandotte's really responded, and so that's in large part why we're interested there. There's a couple other things that set up that make it appropriate. I mean, they share a border with Kansas City, Missouri, which has done a marijuana penalty reduction already since 2017. So there's certainly that as well. And some of the demographics, it would be helpful to the people that live there.
With the changing tide in this country when it comes to marijuana and the opposite being fought, I guess, by Kansas government officials, of course. How much pushback, how much, I guess, feeling towards getting this done? What has been the reaction to you and your organization to try to mimic what they've done in Kansas City, Missouri, on the other side in KCK and Wyandotte County?
You know, the amount of pushback is you know, almost none. Grand scheme of things, you know, I became a registered lobbyist this year, and I worked the state capitol a little bit. And honestly, the even up in Topeka, I mean, I talked to Republicans, and they're not quite as obstructionist about this as you might think they are. I think the problem lies with, you know, leadership in the House and the Senate and also committee leaders. But as far as in Wyandotte County, people are open to it. Not everybody is necessarily enthused, but I think that people are willing to have the discussion.
You mentioned at the start of the interview about the demographics of Wyandotte County maybe being conducive to lowering these fines. Can you talk more about the poverty line in Wyandotte County and what you're talking about there?
Well, the poverty line is just one of a couple of pieces that fit. I mean, in Wyandotte County, the poverty rate's at about 22%. And so it's important for us to see that it be socially just for everybody. You know, if somebody's busted for marijuana possession, they're going to have a hard time paying a higher fine. They're going to lose their job if they get thrown in jail or arrested and held for any period of time. And these are things that people that are struggling on the lower end it's going to impact them greater than, I don't know, people living in Leawood, for instance. On the flip side, you know, it shows across the country historically through data that 3 to 4 times more people of color are arrested for marijuana possession than not. And in Wyandotte County, only 40% of the population identifies as white, non-Hispanic.
The fine in Lawrence is $1. The fine across the state line is $25. And to go along with the idea of, you know, that poverty line and who exactly you're talking about, Do you feel that you've hit the right county? I mean, is there any push to do it into Johnson County or Miami, or is this where you guys are solely focused on right now?
Oh, certainly not. Actually, there's a one of our members lives in Harrington, Kansas. They're a small community southwest of Topeka, and they've got about 2,500 residents there, and she's gathering signatures on a petition to try and put it on the ballot in November. Hmm. We're willing to do this wherever we've got support from the community, and we're certainly hoping to push into Johnson County, especially municipalities that share a state line with Kansas City, Missouri. So Prairie Village, we're coming for you next.
talking with the executive director of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML, here in Kansas. What are your reasonable changes that you're expecting in Kansas? And I'll throw it out there, between the next 2 to 4 years.
Well, I'd like to see a couple of things happen quickly. In the interim, obviously, we want to see some municipalities change their penalties so that it's not so onerous upon the people that the police and the courts and the cities are supposed to be protecting and serving. So that's number one right now. But come the next legislative session, we'd really like to see one of the medical marijuana bills pass. The Kansas Safe Access Act is an exceptional piece of legislation, in my opinion, and it's ready to go. It's just a matter of getting it out of a committee and getting it on the House or Senate floor for some votes. And if passed, I'm sure that Governor Kelly would sign it. Kansas NORML, our intention is that we will introduce a decriminalization bill for next session and hopefully get that passed. And if we can get those done in the next couple of years, I think that full legalization is probably just a hop, skip, and a jump away. But, you know, how do you get to the top of the mountain? One step at a time.
Are you hopeful at all, given that Kansas now has a new governor?
I think that matters a lot. I think that even if it had passed previously, that Governor Brownback, Governor Collier probably wouldn't have signed any marijuana legislation. I'm very hopeful that Governor Kelly will sign medical marijuana for sure, and hopefully a decriminalization legislation. I'm not quite sure that she would sign full legalization, but I think that she's pragmatic enough that presented a compelling case that she might do that as well.
Do you know if there are going to be obstacles, or do you feel like there would be obstacles of getting such a bill to her desk, considering how much control Republicans have in Kansas?
Well, and that's really the biggest problem, is getting it to out of committee. It's because Republicans are in the majority, they get to make all of the committee chairperson assignments, and committee chair people in Kansas have broad authority to basically do whatever they want, even if the majority of the committee wants to do otherwise. So, you know, if you've got leadership in the House and Senate that are appointing committee members and telling them not to hear marijuana bills or not advance them, they're not going to get heard, and they're not going to get votes.
Hey, Chris, thank you for the time, man. Appreciate it. Best of luck to you. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thanks a lot. I really enjoyed it.
And Chris Morrow, he is the executive director of the Kansas chapter of NORML, or the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. I don't know how people feel about the idea of that fine getting reduced in Wyandotte County. I know they did it in Kansas City, Missouri, but we got a lot of people that live in Johnson County and Wyandotte County that live that listen to this program. 576-7798. What do you think about changing those marijuana punishments statewide in Kansas, or at least in the DOT, or Johnson County? 576-7798.
So the Wyandotte County Prosecutor's Office said last year it handled so many possession cases that it could not give a numeric estimate. And so commissioners in Wyandotte County are aware that they need to take a look at what's going on. Now, I don't know if reducing the penalty and lessening the jail time for marijuana takes work off the prosecutor's office, you know, it's still a crime. So until you decriminalize it, that doesn't make less work for the Wyandotte County prosecutor. Is there anybody that wants to make the argument that by lessening the penalty for it, you're going to have more cases? That there are some people that don't do it because the penalty is $1,000, which is nothing. And that if you lessen the penalty, you're going to have more cases of people getting caught because there's not, you know, really the consequences for getting caught are not that bad. I would listen to that argument.
576-7798. You can text into 22980. Should marijuana laws be, you know, punishments? Should marijuana punishments be lessened in Wyandotte County? All of Kansas? How about all of Missouri? I mean, we've got medical marijuana on the way in the Missouri, on the Missouri side. In Lawrence, the fine is $1. They're trying to get it down to $25 in marijuana in Wyandotte County. Do you think that's the right move? Or no? Do you think it should stay the way that it is? Up to $1,000 fine and 6 months in jail for possession of an ounce of weed. 576-7798. Brian is in Liberty. What's up, Brian?
Well, I don't know about the poverty stuff, but at the same time, you probably need to look out at Western Kansas next to Denver and see that there's a lot of people out there that are buying weed in Denver and coming back to Kansas. Well, once Missouri, you know, finally gets the dispensaries up and running, you're going to have a lot more people in the state of Kansas coming to Missouri to get their medical marijuana. Then they'll be going back to Kansas. Well, it would be advantageous for Kansas to lower this because they're going to have a lot. You think they have problems now with the number of cases they're getting filed? Wait until Missouri gets medical marijuana. Then the cases are going to be blown out of proportion.
Well, Brian, let me ask a quick question. And I don't disagree with you necessarily, but if you drop the fine, aren't you still, like, if the idea is, God, it's so much paperwork and pointless work for police officers who are busting people with pot, which is an illegal substance in Kansas, how does dropping the fine lessen the amount of burden and work put on police?
In fact, I'm going to make the argument that by lessening the fine, people are less afraid of the consequence, and you're going to have more people getting caught. And so it's more work for the prosecutor's office now.
And if you look at most all the states, the reason why they're lessening the fines is because most states are going to go to either medical or legalization of marijuana.
But that doesn't happen in Kansas yet.
Yeah, but again, Brian, if you don't know the answer, that's fine. But
I don't know the answer because I'm not a pot smoker. I used to be. I have been clean for over 22 years. But at the same time, the people that are going to be smoking the pot are usually, they're going to be more on the low end of the economical scale than they are on the upper end because you'll put it this way, it's cheaper to get high than it is to drink.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. And by the way, I would say I know plenty of people who make $80,000 a year who smoke weed.
Yeah.
Because that's what they love to do. Mm-hmm. I know plenty of people who would rather smoke pot than drink because the next day you don't feel as like garbage.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people under the poverty line who drink a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily agree with that last part of what he has to say, but I do agree that there's going to be there's going to be a lot more coming into the dot in Johnson County and everywhere along near the state line, because once Missouri goes medical, you'll see a lot more coming over.
And I think by lowering the fine again, I think you're going to have more cases, not fewer.
I see where you're going.
I think you're going to have people that are going to say, "Well, I'm not." It's just like, you know, having a fine for texting and driving didn't lower the number of people who are texting and driving because the fine's not high enough.
$70.
Yeah. If you want to discourage a behavior, you've got to make the consequence really worth it. And so by lowering the fine, you're going to have more people getting in trouble for it.
I don't know.
Why not? It's not a big deal.
I don't know too many people who, when they're buying, transporting, selling, smoking, whatever, you know, half an ounce, are thinking, gosh, that $1,000 fine. Because if they're selling it to somebody or they're distributing it, they're going to make their X amount of dollars, and that's going to outweigh. Because they don't care. Look, the amount of people that get caught with weed in Kansas versus the amount of people that smoke weed in Kansas, I don't even know if it's 10%. I don't even know if it's 10%. That's not going to discourage me.
Right. And I think lowering that fine is really not going to discourage people from doing it. The prosecutor's office is going to have to hire more people to handle the cases. Unless at $25, it just becomes a ticket.
That's what it's got to be.
But it's still more, you know, more people in the system.
It's got to be, all right, $25.
Like a traffic ticket, basically.
We're going to, if they catch 100 people a month, $25, pay it online.
Right. Right.
Pay it online.
But then at some point, that's got to rack up. And then at some point, you get into real consequences, yeah. I assume.
I don't know. I don't think it discourages anyone. But I think if that's the case, if it's $25, boom, go online, pay it. You know, then the police, who are going to find 100 people with pot, regardless of the fine, at traffic stops and all that kind of stuff. I just don't understand that aspect of it. I'm in favor of it. I mean, Lord, it should be legalized recreationally. But that's just my own personal take. Let's go to Darla in KCK. What's up, Darla?
Hello.
What do you think of the idea of lowering the fine?
Well, first of all, I told you that I think the more rules you have on people in general, but mostly kids, the faster and quicker they're going to break them. But secondly, our prisons are full of low-key drug people. So there's no room for real criminals. And then it takes 2 to 5 years to get in court for the real badasses. And then you've got kids that are, their brains are still growing till they're like 21, 22 years old. So you've got to do something to stop the young people from using the small drugs as a stepping stone to bigger ones. Because if you don't, they're going to just steal or sell to make the money to do it. So there's got to be something in between. I don't know if it's money to their pockets, because then they're going to sell and steal. I don't know if it's job, but I do think that rules are to be broken in most people's eyes. In the average world scene, that's what they do. But you've got to have actions for the choices you make. And what they are, I'm not smart enough to know that. But medical marijuana, cancer people don't want to eat. They're sick. They're hurt. They need that. And should there be an age on it? I don't think so. For God's sake, give them something to help them. Some of the strongest drugs in the world don't help those people. And they're suffering, and they're dying. So they need it. Other people, no. No. And they have to prove they're plenty sick by several doctors, not just one. A lot of doctors are stupid to the bone.
Darla, thank you for your phone call.
Wow.
I will agree 100% with the idea that if you have an ounce of weed or a half an ounce of weed or whatever, and if you have an eighth of weed, you don't belong in jail for 6 months. And our prisons are far too full, far too understaffed, far too underfunded to handle garbage like that.
But here's the deal.
Write them a ticket and move on.
But here's the deal. If all we're going to do is write them a ticket and move on, then let's just not have it legal. If we're going to have laws on, and I know that that's the argument anyway, but if we're going to have laws on the books that we're not going to enforce, then don't have the laws. Why have a law that you're not going to enforce anyway? And that's what a lot of people, and I have several people in law enforcement, they're texting me saying, as a police officer, if that's all the fine is, we're not going to bust them anyway.
Okay.
Well, then why have a law on the books then? You know, why have a law on the books if you're just going to blow it off anyway?
If one of those law enforcement officers is listening and can call, would love to get their opinion of this at 576-7798. Are you really just not going to bust somebody?
And I think that's my message for lawmakers about it, that you have police that are telling you now that if you have these municipalities that are lowering the fines to $25, then police are going to say, we're going to save our time and energy for the guys that are doing things that have tougher penalties attached to it. If police are telling you that, then just get that law off the books then. And to that I say to the governor then, just get the law off the books, because your law enforcement's not enforcing it anyway.
Would love to have a lot of other lawmakers in the state do exactly that, Jamie.
You know,
would love that.
So to the advocates that are pushing for the lower fines, you may end up resulting in getting that law off the books. Like, good job, and keep at that, because I think that would eventually get lawmakers to pay attention.
It's still amazing how much support we have for legalized marijuana, at least on a medical level,
yeah.
And more so than ever for a recreational level. And still, stubborn lawmakers, most of them are Republicans. That's not a shot at conservatives. That's just who you are. Most of them are Republicans saying, no, we're not going to do it.
Legal in Arkansas. Let me just say that. Mm-hmm. Legal in Arkansas.
Utah.
Yeah.
Utah passed legal pot in a couple of forms in the last election. Utah. but Republicans in Kansas don't want to hear it.
All right.
Let's go to Brian and Waldo on KMBZ. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Yo, what's up?
So, my thoughts right off the bat. I'll admit, I am pro-marijuana. Whatever you do in your home, I don't care. The way I fall on this is that if we are going to have a law, as I said, I live in Waldo, if we are going to have a law in Kansas that says you cannot smoke marijuana, then regardless of my thoughts on it, you got to enforce it. You got to be able to, you want to make it to a point to where you do not want someone to scoff at the idea of like, oh, $25 slap on the wrist. So you got to hold on. You got to enforce that law. The flip side of that is, a lot of the people that are getting busted for having that ounce of weed, that quarter, that eighth, first-time offenders, but I mean, they're very low key. They're just the people that want to smoke a blunt, a joint or anything in the privacy of their own homes. You put them through the correction system. I mean, that whole idea is to correct them. In fact, you might do more harm putting them through that, giving them more opportunity, more options to other things. So that's a double-edged sword there of like the pot of what you should do versus the consequence of what you're doing of that law. So I don't have an answer. I don't have anything to add to it, but those are my thoughts. If you're going to have it, enforce it. If you're not, kind of what you guys were saying, then drop it. Just, make it legal. So that's kind of my thoughts.
Brian, thank you for it, man. We appreciate it. Dan's in Overland Park. What's up, Dan?
Oh, not much. Trying to go to Costco, but Jamie said that why not just make it legal? Well, a politician can say, I'm not making it legal, so you should vote for me because you're anti-pot. Guess what? It's still illegal, but, it's going to cost you a fine. And so it's a way of, quote-unquote, legalizing it without saying that you legalize pot.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your phone call, my friend, and enjoy your trip. I go to that same Costco you're probably going to. Kevin's at Fort Scott. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, not too much. I just got a question. The $1,000 in 6 months, is that a mandatory max, or do you know?
It's up to.
Okay, well, that's I was going to say, it'd kind of be depending on the judge of what he gives out. You know, the different judges probably have different outlooks on it, and you might get a $25 fine all the way up to $1,000, unless there's a mandatory minimum, too.
No, you're not going to get a $25 fine. Let's see here. Kansas law, possession. Let me take that back. Kansas law, possession. Any amount. I'm looking right now at the normal website. Any amount, misdemeanor, 6 months, $1,000 maximum fine. So if I have a half ounce of weed, I'm going to get some jail time, and I'm going to get a max fine of $1,000. I don't know what it's going to be. Could be $500 fine. That's ridiculous.
Or it might be $100. I mean, up to $1,000 doesn't mean $1,000.
When I was younger and stupid, I got caught shoplifting, and it was $1,000 fine and 6 months, and it was I watched them give a $100 fine to everybody and no jail time. It just slap on the wrist, but I don't smoke it myself, but I just think it should be legalized completely myself. But I was just wondering if that was just a mandatory max or there's a mandatory minimum. Could that kind of depending on which judge you get to?
It sounds like in reading the normal website, the for possession in the state of Kansas, the incarceration is 6 months, which is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. What do you mean it is? But is it up to 6 months or is it is? What is it? How does it word it?
Any amount, incarceration, 6 months. Max fine, $1,000.
I mean, judges have a lot of latitude
sure.
with that. And so
sure.
I don't assume, and I keep in mind, this group also is advocating to lower the fines and the punishment. So they're going to put that it's 6 months. It's probably up to 6 months. Judges can do whatever they want up to that amount. And so it's also possible judges are looking at this going, cities are lowering their fines. And so judges can say, even though it's up to this amount, I'm not going to make it that.
Yeah, max 6 months, max $1,000. If that's the case, then
I'd love to know, I know you don't know this, but I'd love to know what the average is. Like, what do you normally get? You know, are most people getting 6 months or not?
$25 seems fine. But I think the point that was made by Darla is my favorite one. We are putting people in jail. We are putting mostly young black men in jail, young men of color in jail for possession of a small amount of marijuana.
But then get it off the books. I mean, don't have a law that you're not going to enforce. That's the point of having a law. And so I don't know that I'm so much in favor of lowering the fines for all of them. Just get the law off the books then.
Well, they still want their money, though.
You know?
The city, the county
still...
Get your
money for other things.
County still gets $25 plus legal fees and whatnot.
Maybe. If so many people in the county are poor, they may not be able to afford that either.
Just blow it off.
Or they're just going to blow it off at that point because it's so low, they're not going to pay it anyway.
It's on our Facebook page. Check it out. Facebook.com/981KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.